You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, March 2nd show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts. It's a great day to talk about money, and that's what the show is all about. How to make money, save money, so that you can have a better quality of life for you, your family, and for your community. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. We're here to connect you with our guest. If you have any questions, you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, we have Kwesi Bowie with Compass, and they cover the upfront upgrades for sellers at no cost. Kwesi, thank you so much for coming into studio, because you're kind of a little local expert and media person with all the radio that you do, and it's just a real pleasure to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and a little bit about Kwesi. Serving the Puget Sound region since 2007, how do you rate success? Well, Kwesi has personally sold over 500 plus in his short career, and that doesn't even count what his team has sold. Kwesi has been making a name for himself in real estate industry since 2007. He has set standard of excellence by truly dedicating himself to his craft. He has a full-time team and well-trained real estate professionals who continuously strive to provide top quality service to his clients and customers. Kwesi Homes specializes in listing and selling of residential housing, new home sites, and investment opportunities. Whether you're looking for a new home to reside in or searching for the next addition home for your investment portfolio, Kwesi and his team is ready to assist you.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
and he's a friend of Keelan, so that's like really special.
Yes, it is. Kwesi, let's hop right into it, buddy. We cover the upfront upgrades for sellers at no cost. Right away, I'm going, woo,
what is that?
Well, you know what? You're talking about the Money Hour. This is using other people's money.
Okay? Love that.
Right? Uh-huh. So essentially what we do is we give a consultation to a seller, and we say, hey, if you do these things to your home, we really think you're going to be able to boost the value. Mm-hmm. And we will give them the money for the upgrades. And they don't pay a dollar until we sell the house. And then the exact amount of the invoice is what they would pay out of the proceeds. So obviously, we would only do things that would make the seller money, mm-hmm. more money than they would just selling it as is. And it's the exact amount of the invoice. So no interest, no fees, anything like that. So you're really just using our money to make more money off your home.
Well, that's really awesome.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
My bad.
Yeah, I'm usually the one that's interrupting, so it's all good.
I got you back this time. Well, and you're spending money that's actually going to make a difference from a professional's opinion. You know, a lot of times people go in and they say, if I mow my lawn, it's going to be worth, you know, X on the appraisal, like, you know, and things like that. So that's huge. You go in and you get the most bang for their buck, right?
And another thing that we see is people maybe doing upgrades that they don't really need to do. So, you know, maybe I want to do granite or I want to do quartz or whatever, but it's not going to get you in your particular area. It's not going to really boost as much value as if you just did some other kind of tile or some other different countertop. So we help to advise on all levels.
That is so awesome, because you have to take the emotional connection out of it. Unless you're doing this to live in your home, which then you wouldn't be working and getting this advantage that you can offer. It's a whole different thing, but you need to take your emotional out, and you need to really be able to target what's going to be for the masses and where your money is going to have the biggest bang for its buck. And, you know, it's really awesome too what you're doing, because people have equity is stuck in their home, so they may not have even the possibility of getting money to do that.
Absolutely.
And if they did, do they want to use their own money or do they want to use your money? And obviously, the answer would be using your money. So what a great thing that you guys are doing. So what cannot be done in this program? So what type of work is not covered to be using your money?
Yeah, that's a great question. Really, all it is structural stuff. So we're not going to take out any walls. We're not going to do any additions or anything like that. It's very much cosmetic things to the house, countertops, floors, painting, landscaping, pretty much all the surfaces of the house And outside, we can touch and we can change. It's just we can't change the actual structure of the house.
Got it. Ben, you're advising, but if they wanted to do something different than your advice, which nobody should, but that still would be covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fantastic. So, Kwesi, how much does the homeowner pay for services?
So the homeowner won't pay for any services that have to do with our program specifically. We'll handle all the costs. However, when I mentioned that we don't do anything structural, let's say they did want to take out a wall or move a wall, they could pay for that. They could remove that wall and mm-hmm. then we can go through and we can finish all those things. Again, that's really something that we just need to sit down. We need to advise you about whether or not you're going to get the benefit. I'm paying $1 for this, so I'm getting $5 or $10 out of it.
Yeah. So really going through and doing that detail analysis with your expertise of what that's going to bring them profit when it's all said and done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so you sit down with your potential sellers at a, you know, for a free consultation, a strategy session to kind of put all this all together. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So contractors, are they finding their own contractors? Can they? Or I know that you have a list of the best of the best. For them to choose from, but if they chose to use their own, could they? Or how's that work?
Definitely, we would have to talk with them and just kind of, they would absolutely have to make sure that they were going to fit within the timeline, because especially if we're doing a larger scope on the project,
yes,
some things we have to wait until this is done to get somebody else in, and we all know how hard it can be to find contractors in this market right now. So we have a strong list of contractors that we can just bring in, and we just know they're going to nail it and get it out and get it done on time.
And I would say, because you're using someone else's money, trust that they're protecting that money at a very high level. So use the resources and the people that they've put together to perform, just like you said, at a very high level and very efficiently.
Yeah, and the cost too. I mean, you might have somebody that's going to do it for you. Most likely, they're actually going to be more expensive, because our vendors know, like, hey, if we just keep doing this, they're consistently going to have work where, you know, another contractor might not. So they have to make their money off of that particular project.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, Kwesi, your job and what you're doing for these people is to get the most money out of the home, period. So you clearly have their best interests right out of the gate.
Absolutely.
You know, you're not putting any money in your pocket by doing this. You're helping them to get more money in their pocket by doing this.
Yeah, we really see it as something that people can use to even get to that house that they really want. So netting more money and ultimately taking more money and putting that into the other home. So they might even be able to move up in a price bracket or just get more money for their home and put that money in their pocket, but still get into the house that they want. So lots of advantages for this program for the homeowner.
So are you guaranteeing, Kwesi, that they're going to make more money?
We don't necessarily guarantee it, but when we come in for that consultation, we're not going to advise you to use the program if you're not going to make money off of it. I think that's the key. Just like we said at the beginning, people want to do upgrades to their home. It might not be worth it. So what we're going to do is we're going to come in. We're going to give you advice. This is what you should do. Or maybe you don't even need to do anything. Let's sell the house as is. Let's bring a stager in. Let's get it done.
So what are you seeing, Kwesi, on, you know, maybe an average of what people are able to profit from their home, and how much are you able to improve that profit by the advice that you're giving, the contractors that you're using for the lower cost, all of that? What would you, I know that's probably a hard thing to say, but.
Yeah, because it really, really does depend. However, we know that staged homes sell for about 17% more money. Also, professional photography really makes a difference when you talk about over 90% of people starting their home search online. So having those great pictures, having your home appeal and have a great first impression can really bump up the value.
Yeah, so true.
And probably very specific to the home, you know, like not everybody's going to like Grandma Ethel's carpet, you know, so
yes, for sure.
Well, who knows when that's coming back,
you know?
Yeah, well, and people were dealing with it in the previous market that we were just in. They're like, hey, I just want to get into a house, I'll deal with whatever.
Now not so much.
Yeah, inventory's increasing, so what are we doing to make sure that we're the home that gets sold and sold for the most amount of money?
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, again, that curb appeal. So I'm assuming, considering that you said, what, 17% if you stage, it's worth using professional stagers. Is that correct?
Correct. And we bring in absolute professional stagers. We can, if you have great furniture, we'll use the furniture that's there. They just might place it a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing against how you live in your home. What shows the best on the photography? So we bring somebody in, whether we're using your furniture or we're bringing furniture in, we're going to make sure that your home is done and is in the best light when we put it on the market.
Yeah, just like anything else, and that's what the show is really about. The why behind this show was to provide the best of the best experts in all arenas regards financing and money, because again, you go back to the one percentile, there's only 1% of them out there. So, you know, you really want to work with the best. So when it comes to the staging, are you guys having professionals that are coming in and doing that staging?
Yeah. So we have them, we bring them in at the beginning, even when we're talking about what repairs, if any, or upgrades to make to the home, we bring them in at that point. And then once everything's done, then we're coming back in and we're restaging the home, whether it's with their furniture or new furniture.
So is that staging process, because there's a cost associated to, as you know, to stagers, obviously, is that a part of the process that's going into the money that they're borrowing your money or using your money at no interest, and then they're going to pay that back?
If they are using their own furniture, then I cover the cost of the stager.
Okay.
If we are bringing in furniture, we pay for that first month.
Got it.
And then they will pay for any monthly as it moves on.
Yeah, awesome. And if you have a great agent and you're listing your price for the price that you should, and you're in, you know, an average market area, not out in the middle of nowhere, you're going to sell your home in a month.
Absolutely.
And you touch base, Kwesi, on photographers and using professional photographers, I mean, especially in this social media world we're in, and how much everybody's Googling homes nowadays and getting a look and all that, or just, you know, the things their agent sends them. It's all about that nice little touch that's going to stand above the rest. And I could imagine photography helps significantly.
Absolutely. And before, I've always used professional photographers, but being over at Compass, we actually have specific vendors who actually get trained in a way that we specifically shoot each property to.
Wow.
And so it's very detailed, but when you see the photos, even if it's two professional photos that are done, you can absolutely tell the difference. So at Compass, we just level everything up, even with this program. So it's just one of those things when it comes to professional photography, it's just a step above the rest.
Yeah. Well, and I teach a program, a coaching program for one time in your business, and it's about time management and efficiency and at the highest level. And in this and what you're talking about, when you know what works, the angles to take, what to take, how many, and the process to go through, it's at a really high efficiency process as a plug and play, and you get the best results every single time. So I love that. As we're wrapping up our time, because we've got just about 60 seconds left here, what are you personally doing in this market, in this environment right now to help either your buyers or your sellers stand out?
I would say it's definitely the Compass Concierge program that we've been talking about today. I would say the other one is we give every single client a consultation, whether you're a buyer, you're a seller, absolutely free. There's no obligation. Mm-hmm. And I think that education is the best for this market because with inventory being where it is, where interest rates have kind of been up and down and leveled off. It's all about setting the right expectations and knowing what's happening into this market to be able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, well said. Thank you so much for coming in studio. Look forward to having you back, and I really appreciate your time.
Well, appreciate you having me.
And coming up next on The Money Hour, we are talking about neuroleadership and empowering your brain with Claire Jones with Clarification Coaching right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.